what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We talk high school basketball in the Coach's Corner. Last night on our sister station, KRPX 95.3 The Peak, the Carbon Dinos coming up short with a 60-53 loss to the Union Cougars. Carbon will now wrap up the regular season tomorrow. Road contest with American Leadership Academy in Spanish Fork. Tip-off for that game is set for 7 p.m. Live coverage will begin at 6:30. And, of course, you'll be able to listen to the live broadcast on KRPX 95.3 The Peak. We'll talk about last night's setback and what lies ahead for Carbon. We know who they will be matched up against in the opening round of the state tournament. And joining us to talk about that right now, we have Coach Kyle Wilson on the phone. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Coach, we'll start by talking about last night's game, road contest with the Union Cougars. I know the schedule this week is a little bit off. Originally scheduled for Tuesday, it gets moved to Wednesday. You guys battled tough with a pretty good Union basketball squad. It's kind of neck and neck throughout. Third quarter woes did not rear its ugly head in this game, but ultimately Union pulls away late, picks up a 7-point win.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, obviously we knew what we were getting into going over there and playing those guys, and they're a good basketball team, and they work hard. You know, we executed our game plan for the most part pretty well. You know, last time when they were at our place, you know, offensive rebounds kicked our butt. The one Gilman kid, I think he had 17 points. I believe he had 9 offensive rebounds in the second half. I think 6 of them in the fourth quarter. You know, we took them to, I think that was the double overtime one, but, you know, and so yesterday, you know, we took him out of it. He had a total of, I think, 7 or 8 total rebounds, 1 offensive. You know, Colin Lewis did a fantastic job on him and did everything we asked him to do regarding that. You know, we out-rebounded them. You know, we worked our game plan. We just didn't shoot the ball very well yesterday. You know, going to their place on the road, you know, we got it. Sometimes you don't score the ball, so you need to make adjustments. You need to make sure you get more stops. You need to make sure you get into the free throw line a little more, you know, instead of shooting from the outside. I feel like we took a few too many outside shots, but, you know, I just got to, you know, myself as a coach, I got to make sure I make sure my guys understand what we're trying to accomplish, you know, like, you know, if we're not scoring from the outside, let's get it inside, you know. So I'll take a lot of the credit on you know, us not doing that. I got to have my guys better prepared for situations like that. You know, Derek Hill struggled yesterday, and I think it caught everybody off guard. But, you know, he was working his tail off and just, you know, wasn't finding the net, you know, taking good shots and just not falling for him. So, you know, once again, that's on me. I got to make sure I put him in a better position to succeed and try to keep his confidence up on both ends of the floor.
Well, Coach, now, while Derek didn't have his typical contest, you and I were talking off of the air, and you'd mentioned Colin Lewis. I mean, he stuffed the stat sheet very easily. Could be the best all-around game he has ever had at the varsity level. I mean, 15 points, 10 boards, 5 assists, 3 steals. I mean, that's stuffing the stat sheet at a high level against a team like Union that you've already seen once. That's an impressive outing.
Yeah, you know, and Colin's capable of doing that, you know, on a nightly basis. You know, when we play, and that's what we want out of him. I mean, he was taking, especially early in the game, he was taking smart shots. You know, he was finding Caleb Nelson underneath the hoop for some easy buckets early in the game, and it was just working really well. And he kept that up for the most part. You know, you come to the fourth quarter and you're down, you kind of start forcing a few things, and I got to get them out of the habit of that. Just let's stay with our game plan and you know, just look for the best quality shot we can get. But no, you're right, Colin, that was the best all-around game Colin's played all year. You know, I told him that yesterday, and I told him I also expect him that out of him, you know, to, you know, our last region game tomorrow, and then, you know, going into the state tournament, you know, that's what I need. You know, another kid that stepped up was Caleb Nelson. I think he had 16. You know, I can't remember how many rebounds he had, but he was all over the court yesterday. He hit a couple threes. You know, finishing at the hoop, just battling, and he's a kid that I count on, that I can count on every night, just to bring everything he's got, and you know, just do whatever he has to do for the team. But you know, and those two stepped up. You know, Ty Anderson played well, And, you know, we played hard. I'm not going to take effort away from him. At points we struggled scoring.
Seems like it's one of those games, Coach, where maybe a change of venue would have benefited. Home contest, you guys probably win this game, even though Derek did not have his type of performance that he typically does. You and I have talked about the third quarter. You got that figured out. It seems to me like if you get that figured out at home, you guys would have probably 6 or maybe even 7 region wins.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if we could, you know, put a third quarter together, exactly. We'd have a lot. I mean, yeah, the win-loss column would look a lot different. But, you know, it is what it is right now. And we just got to try to, you know, make the changes and figure it out. And we're taking the steps there, but, you know, we're running out of time a little bit too. And I got some young guys stepping up and playing really well. And I think it's coming together, but it's just got to click. You know, it's got to click tomorrow, and then it's got to click all next week, you know, so we can get that first round. You know, go in and play our best basketball.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Kyle Wilson of the Carmen Dino Boys Squad. Coach, as you mentioned, final region game tomorrow and making sure you get it right. Now, at this stage in the season, it's either you know it or you don't, right? I mean, we played a lot of basketball since November, and now it's crunch time.
Yeah, you know, and we've put a lot of work in. We've put a lot of time in to trying, you know, our scheme of things and what we're trying to do. And you know, we're not gonna change it. We can't just change things right now. You know, we spent a lot of time doing what we're trying to do, and I think if we can, you know, everybody can buy into it for, you know, that one game. I mean, you know, I want to win tomorrow, and that's what, you know, practice today. We're focusing on winning tomorrow, and you know, not even worry about next week. But you know, next week we all gotta buy into it for one game. You know, it's a survive and advance right now. Come next week, so. You know, I think we got Morgan 8:30 in the morning on Saturday. So, you know, after tomorrow, that's what my weekend is. That's what my next week is. And, I teach, but there probably might not be a lot of teaching going on. I got a game plan for that for a week, but I'm just kidding. But yeah, you know, we got to buy in and we got to play really good basketball come next Saturday.
Coach, you talked about Morgan. You have over a week to prepare for them, knowing that that's who you're going to play right off of the bat. I personally think that's an advantage for the team that's the lower seed. I mean, Morgan is the number one spot out of out of Region 13. We know that. We're locked in at the number five spot in Region 14. To me, that's a benefit for you guys. I mean, you literally have a week and a half to create a game plan against Morgan.
Yeah, you know, and they're a successful basketball team. They're a good basketball team. You know, I think they're undefeated in their region. You know, they're a good basketball team, and you know, coming into that game, you know, I feel like a lot of pressure, you know, is on that top seed, you know, playing a five seed out of you know, our region, but you know, sometimes they underestimate it a little bit too. You know, when I have a Derek Hillam, you know, and I have a Colin Lewis and a Caleb Nelson and a Ty Anderson and you know, just those. You know, and I can't name everybody. We'll be here for a long time, but you know, when I have those guys, we get underestimated a little bit. But it just takes one game. You know, it takes one game, and you know, everybody could be looking at things differently. So it's, you know, I'm excited to get to work, and you know, after tomorrow, I got to focus on tomorrow first. But after that, I'm excited to get game planning, get focused on that, and just see exactly what we're made of and what we can do.
Well, let's talk about tomorrow's game, American Leadership Academy. Last time American Leadership and Carbon met, it was in Price. You guys picked up a methodical win, Coach. You pulled away to 3 points, I believe, is what it was at the end of the first quarter. Kind of expanded on that lead in the second. Blew it open in the third quarter. It was a methodical win. They showed a lot of parity offensively, but what do you remember most about ALA?
You know, they have a couple guys. You know, they have one guy on their team that can score, is a good basketball player. But one thing is they're not going to stop. You know, they didn't give up. They didn't just roll over and die. You know, they had some struggles, but, you know, what team doesn't at certain times? So, you know, they're going to give it everything they got. And honestly, you know, they're tied with Mazur Prep at one win apiece in region. So, they're kind of playing for their survival. You know, if they win and Mazur loses, I think Mazur has Providence Hall. So, you know, that's going to be a tough matchup for Mazur. But, you know, whichever team, you know, wins, you know, if one team wins, one team doesn't, you know, that the winning team's in. You know, if they both lose, they got to have a playoff game. But, yeah, so both of them are kind of playing for their lives right now. And I got to make sure my guys know that they're going to get they're going to get punched. You know, it's not just going to be we're going to go in and knock them out in the first round, you know, type fight. And, you know, we're going to go in and we're going to take some in the jaw. You know, we're going to take some to the body. We're going to take some to the face. And we just got to, you know, keep our cool and make sure we just punch back. So, you know, I expect a pretty hard-fought game tomorrow. And, you know, I'm excited to see how my team will respond.
Last time out, Derek had 30-15 against this ALA team. What worked for Derek in that outing?
You dare kill him.
That simple.
It really sometimes it is. It doesn't matter what team he plays against. When he's playing, you know, the game that he's capable of playing, he can do that on a nightly basis. You know, like we were talking last night, he struggled, but what good player doesn't struggle once in a while? He'll bounce back, and I'm completely confident that he'll bounce back, and he'll be our leader again tomorrow, and in every aspect. And you know, he's Derek Hillam. You know, I've made the argument he's the best player in 3A, and I'm sure a few people will argue with that with me, but he can guard your best player and score 30 for me. So not many can do that and grab, you know, 15 rebounds in the same game. So he'll be Derek tomorrow, and I think, you know, that'll obviously help us, and I think that'll give him a boost of confidence. But you know, he'll be back, and you know, I'll try to do my best to put him in every position that he can be in to be successful. So,
Coach, we'll end with this. I know one thing that's even more important than peaking at the right time is being healthy at the right time, and this is a team that has had injury problems throughout the season. For the most part, are you guys healthy right now?
Yeah, we are. You know, I mean, we got the same thing everybody else does. We got the bumps and bruises just from a, you know, a long season. You know, kids, you know, high school kids playing, you know, 20, 22 games. You know, they're going to get bumps and bruises. They're going to get tired. They're going to get worn out, you know, especially guys that play high-volume minutes. I mean, we got a few of them, you know. I try to do my best at, you know, getting them rest and making sure they're as, you know, as close to 100% as they could possibly be. But you know, for the most part, we're healthy and we're, you know, we're eager to keep our season going.
Well, Coach, it is always a pleasure to get you on there and talk a little bit about the basketball program. Best of luck tomorrow. Close out the regular season on a positive note, and we'll talk to you next week in preparation for Morgan.
All right, thank you, sir.
Again, that's Coach Kyle Wilson of the Carbon Dino basketball squad. Do not forget, Carbon will return to the court tomorrow to take on American Leadership. And then next Saturday, they will take on Morgan. Early start time, 8 o'clock in the morning. We'll have that live coverage for you on KRPX. We've got a break for just a moment. When we come back, we'll talk NBA basketball. Dan Clayton of SaltCityHoops.com will join us. We'll recap why the Jazz stayed pat at the trade deadline and what that means moving forward. That's coming up when we return right here on Drive Time Sports.